her practice. "You don't like this at all?" Sammy asked her frozen friend. Eden's eyes followed Beckett Pierce's butt as it, and he, wandered by with his equally cute younger brother Jax. Moonbeam Parker, Eden's cousin, walked in step with Beckett, making puppy dog eyes at him. Eden was on an accelerated path toward adulthood. She'd had her first kiss at 12, Amir Lubarnas at the roller rink during Nancy Finkelstein's birthday party. The still first kissless Sammy sometimes wished she'd had a moonbeam in her life to influence her out of her comfort zone. "I'm almost 15, Eden said airily. "I'm exploring my hormonal-induced disdain for life." The Blue Moon School District's health and sex education curricula were embarrassingly comprehensive. "Textbook puberty," Layla quipped. Despite being the long-legged blonde bombshell of the group, Layla was less interested in boys and more interested in protecting her friends from them and from themselves. Responsible to a fault, she seemed to have skipped the teenage years entirely and jumped straight into adulthood. Sammy landed squarely between the two, not too much of a rebel or too much of a goody-two-shoes, just a girl waiting to find herself. Waiting for the universe to tell her who she was destined to be. A girl who was getting a little tired of waiting. "Don't look now, but there's a Ryan Phillippe lookalike behind us," Eden whispered. This was news. No one in Blue Moon looked like the bored, wealthy boy from Cruel Intentions, which meant fresh meat. Layla peeked first. When she turned back to them, the height of her eyebrows concurred with Eden's assessment. Sammy casually peered over her shoulder and found herself being grinned at by a tall, lanky boy in a yellow parka straight out of the L.L. Bean catalog. His blonde hair flopped artfully over his forehead. Long lashes edged amused brown eyes. He had braces and a soft, mossy green scarf tied jauntily around his neck. Definitely a Ryan Phillippe type. Realizing she'd been staring at him for much longer than acceptable, Sammy flashed him a weak smile and whipped around to face forward. "Smooth, Sammy," Layla teased. Eden let out the barely audible, high-pitched squeal of a teenaged girl delighted for her friend.
"He's totally into you," she whispered knowledgeably.
"Yeah, I don't think so," Sammy hedged. She was used to being the least interesting out of their little group. Layla was the boobed goddess next door who didn't try too hard. Eden was the spunky rebel too busy dancing to the beat of her own drum to care if anyone thought she was cute.
"Hey,"
a voice said behind them. A cute, teenaged boy voice. They whirled around as one. "Hey," Eden said with enviable chill. "Hey," Layla said with distinct distrust.
"Hi,"
Sammy squeaked. The boy grinned again and looked directly at her.
"So, how's the food here?"
he asked, gesturing at the fried tofu stand in front of them.
"Great," Eden said. "Layla and I have to go. We'll catch up with you later, Sammy."
She hooked her arm through Layla's even as Sammy started to shake her head. She wasn't prepared to be abandoned.
"Are you new here?"
Layla asked the boy, digging the heels of her sneakers into the ground. It wasn't personal interest. She was making sure a stranger interested in her friend wasn't a future criminal in the making.
"Yeah," the boy said. "I'm in town visiting my great uncle. Kind of lame," he said with that flirty smile.
This time he gave a little head toss, dislodging the hair that had fallen over his eye. Sammy wondered why he didn't just cut it shorter. His neck probably got sore by the end of the day from all the hair tossing.
"Who's your uncle?"
Layla demanded while Eden tugged on her arm with more determination.
"It doesn't matter who his uncle is.